This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 186.
186 sign language, motherfucker.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Grew. This is MMA Show. My MMA fans, for my fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. Double tap, Ingo. And coffee.
Yeah, apparently. Speaking of ridiculous.
What?
The Super Bowl this year, slightly ridiculous.
What? There's a game partaking?
There's a blowout happening or just finished happening.
Blowhole.
Unless I left in the third quarter, unless like the Broncos completed the greatest comeback in any sports history ever.
That'd be the shit.
That'd be crazy.
Like, holy shit, Peyton Manning just threw for 8 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
That would be crazy. I don't think that happened. I heard something about a backup QB, and I don't know if they're talking about Seattle putting backup in or the Broncos.
This is such a route. Like, they're like, fuck it, put the punter in. Let him fucking QB for a little bit.
It was brutal. Brutal, brutal.
That's tough.
But as I was telling you, the one thing I really enjoyed this year was the halftime show.
I thought you were going to say the drive over because there was no traffic.
That too. There's nobody scary on the road. It's really kind of creepy. But, yeah, Bruno Mars. Uh-huh. Excellent. I suggest you check him out. He's got, I don't know, somebody turned me on to him a couple months ago, and I'm digging it. It's good workout music, too. It gets you kind of, like, upbeat. It's got a little Michael Jackson flavor mixed in with, like, some current, like, rock slash hip-hop dance kind of. I don't even know what you call it, but it's kind of sad when I think about it, because when I was younger, the Super Bowl was, like, something I really looked forward to, and now I just don't care. It doesn't make sense. No. I really literally could care less. If, you know, I only watched it just because it was on, and... You know, I don't know.
Fucking commercials, I mean.
Didn't see any good ones. I don't know. I'm sure the internet.
You say they're pretty expensive. How much was it?
$150,000 a second.
I'm saying it's probably, like, if you're going to advertise, it's probably the best way to spend your money if you're going to spend on a commercial. Because who the fuck watches commercials anymore? I think that's the only time people watch a commercial.
No, I TiVo out everything, right. Whatever. I might see a commercial, but in general, no.
I mean, I think if you were going to sponsor somebody, you might want to do it through a podcast and maybe through select product placement. I'm just saying, Ingo. I'm just saying.
Oh, you mean like Defense Soap?
Yeah. I mean, it could just be like a product placement
or GoDaddy
kind of type thing.
Or Stamps.com or Craft Beer Club.
Yeah, you know.
.com.
I think that's more effective.
It is.
I could be wrong.
Are you saying we're selling ourselves out?
No, that's totally not a Wayne's World. This whole thing isn't fucking Wayne's World.
Craftbeerclub.com beer.
Yeah, how are your delicious beers?
The first one was decent. This one has a little more balls to it. It's a winter lager from Mustang Brewing. Never heard of this brand before, but not bad. These are a little light on the alcohol content for my taste.
Yeah, this guy likes about 72% alcohol.
These are like 5%ers. So
he drinks like 17 like ounces.
Water. Yeah.
He goes one extra because he's fucked up.
But not
crazy.
Bad. I'll probably drink all four of these beers and I'm going to be less buzzed than with my
probably
big ones I bring over all the time. So, but tasty nonetheless. So any news for us?
Yeah, news is being brought to you by fucking GoDaddy.
Ooh. GoDaddy.kids.com.
Yeah, 295.com or transfer with code 295NUT. You can get 32% off, new code, all of your orders and stuff.
That shit works too. We just used it.
Go 32 off.
It works.
And you can get 50% off of hosting with 50 hosts too.
Yeah.
All right. Right into the news.
The news.
So the Bigfoot is lactating. Ingo, the Bigfoot is lactating.
They found Bigfoot and he's lactating.
Yeah.
Is he breastfeeding?
I don't know. They say the rumor is that his testosterone level was so low pre-TRT that he was lactating.
I don't believe it.
So
Craig Pearlman, if you're watching, post on this show and tell us if that's even
fucking
possible.
How is it even true? And if you're a man, like, how would you even discover that you're lactating? Would you be like massaging your nipples?
Maybe they just leak. I don't know. How does that happen?
Does he hear a bunch of screaming babies and it just fucking explode?
I'm not
like
sure.
He
probably cries
lady
a lot, eats a lot of chocolate, and starts lactating. That seems crazy.
I don't believe it.
No, because you know what? What do you mean it's so low? Because women have testosterone in their system, too.
Right.
How does that make any sense?
You need a thing called a mammary gland to lactate.
Can men lactate?
No, I'm not buying it. I think it's bullshit.
And you, even if he had a very high level of estrogen, then he would have boobs, wouldn't he, at that point?
Yeah, now, he'd have
he
boobies.
Looks, he doesn't look like he's ever had boobs.
No.
So, very weird. I don't know. We got to talk to Craig about this. Craig, if you're watching, let us know or something. I don't know.
Fire, bad.
Yeah.
Milk, good.
So, fucking whatever.
Pepper.
That's a headline right there is what that is.
Someone's fuck
like,
yeah.
Let's tell people he was lactating.
Yeah. Well, you know, a headline. I got to fucking bring this up.
Okay.
Fucking Bloody Elbow runs a story criticizing Joe Rogan for saying, yeah, I forgot what he was talking about, but he was saying how he was talking to Ryan Faber and he fucked up a weight class on one of the guys in his camp. And
he was asking
he
weird questions post-fight on that.
He might have been high. He said something like, never mind me, I'm retarded. And then the Bloody Elbow had a shit fit about him using the word
he said
retarded.
Yeah.
Like, he's used, it fucking, goddamn, again, fucking let it go. In the context, he's, to me, retarded means stupid. Not, it's not a description of a fucking mentally challenged person.
No. And it, I don't think it's a derogatory term, because you can be like, you know, I don't know. The retarded could be used in many ways.
Yeah.
Can't think of any other ones. But
to me, I use it as stupid.
You know?
It's fucking retarded.
No, no. To me, it's it means stupid, but it's also, you can have, like, that process is retarded. Like, somehow, like, you know, doing something has been, like, lessened by, you can use it in that sense, I believe. I don't know.
Or is that, like, it could be fucking awesome. It's retarded.
It's off the hook. It's retarded.
It's so retarded, dude.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
Just saying, but that's
one of those words.
That story's fucking
it's a buzzword.
Blasphemous. So,
listen, this Joe Rogan has like 400 episodes of like 3 hours each, so he's got like 1,500 hours plus of him talking on the internet. Listen to some of his podcasts, and you tell me if he's racist, if he's sexist, if he's fucking like again. He that man, I don't believe has a mean bone in his body. He's just
except his cock.
Well, maybe that.
It's very mean.
Angry
it's
cock.
Devastating. Yeah. One would say powerful.
Probably. He's a nice guy, man. He seems like he's pretty accepting of everything. So, and you know, as long as you're happy, he's happy. That kind of seems like his motto. So, I don't think he meant it that way.
Not at all. I think someone's stretching for a story.
Why would they do that?
Huh?
Why would they write that? Just to try to grab some viewers?
Looks like it. It had a shit ton of comments. Probably their most common of the story. But don't agree with it.
Me neither.
Moving right along. Pat Barry, sick of the MMA, Ingo. Doesn't like the wrestling.
Good for him.
Asked out of his UFC contract. They granted him out. And now he wants to go kickbox.
Yeah.
Smells like glory to me. Not the shit your pants and walk by you on press row. Kind of glory
bringing
action.
That up.
But what do you think of that?
Like, I like it.
I'm going
bigger gloves. Way. It's more of what he knows. He's never been great at the wrestling, at the ground game. I mean, sure he's improved, but I feel like that hurts him because he has to think about the things he's not good at. Whereas if he can just focus on the striking,
yes,
he has a good. There's a lot of good potential matchups for him, especially in glory.
Yeah, it depends where you want to fight too. Because heavyweight, god damn, those guys are beasts.
Yeah,
you know
they're pretty big.
So maybe he could drop to 205. I don't know.
Ouch. I don't know. He's a big dude.
But you know what? I still like the David versus Goliath. And I think in the standpoint of if he's not going to have to grapple, I think he'll do okay.
He should.
Leg kicks. Remember? Matt Perry leg kicks. Where did those go? Those used to be devastating.
It's weird.
Moving right along. Did you see the promo for UFC 169?
I did. Ariane and Brittany Palmer.
Pushing basically the naked. Envelope, you go. One could say.
What?
I don't know. Pushing the envelope.
Pushing. I don't know how they passed this. Like, this was on TV. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Picture
you know,
up,
how is it that that's okay for them? I don't know. Maybe because it's cable?
So you could show boobies as long as there's, like, paint over them?
Apparently.
And you could see nipple. I saw nipples. Mm. So can I just dip my paint in, or dip my cock in some paint? And
please don't.
Pretend like I'm a pirate and walk around. I'm Long Dong Silver, bitch.
Yeah.
Black
paint. Black paint.
Yeah, goddamn right.
There you go. BBC.
That's right.
I don't know.
Maybe I have one, and that's why I want to do
it. It's weird, because let's say it's funny, because what's becoming acceptable and okay now, it's you know, the line is moving, I think.
Forward. It sure is.
But. And then there was that weird one I saw of, like, is it Ariane or Brittany and Brendan Schaub? Did you see that one?
I didn't see this one.
On the beach or something? And it was, like, he's doing all this weird, like, slow motion kicking water balloons.
Was he doing his air guard?
No, he was kicking water balloons in slow motion, and she was like, I don't know, just on the beach. It's really, it's a really weird. Okay,
we got a good idea. We're gonna have Brendan's shop. He's gonna kick water balloons in slow motion, yeah, and you're just gonna fucking sit on the beach.
That's all it was.
You like that? Great.
I don't know what that was all about, but it's it's very strange. These marketing people are whack.
I don't know.
So
good for them,
I guess.
Moving along.
You got me.
What's with all this super fight talk, Ingo? We've heard this in the past where we had all this fucking John Jones, Anderson Silva, GSP. None of it came to fruition.
Nope.
And now you have Johnny Hendricks out saying he wants to get the title, defend it twice, and then fight Chris Weidman.
Mm-hmm.
And you have John Jones who keeps talking. He's saying he'd be open to fighting Chris Weidman and talking about fighting Velasquez. And you also have Aldo now, who it sounds like he's going to move up to 155.
He needs to
vacate the belt and challenge Pettis. Do you think we actually see any of these fights?
Aldo Pettis, I think, will happen. The other ones, no.
Yeah. I almost want to say blasphemy to everything, because every time they say it, nothing fucking happens.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, we've heard it for fucking 3 years. They keep selling us wolf tickets. Wolf tickets.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Hendricks has got to, first I'd like to see him actually win the belt.
Yes.
You know, and then see what happens.
Looking a little too far down the road.
He is. But I don't know. We'll have to, I mean, and who knows if Weidman's still going to be holding that belt.
Yeah. It's not like he's been fucking on a tear of title defenses.
He just did it once.
Right.
So.
He hasn't held it for fucking 5 years.
And he fought a guy who he pretty much has his number. Like, you know, what's going to be the next opponent that, you know, that he faces? Is there going to be maybe somebody has his number? So who knows, you know?
Unless they're not on the TRT.
That's correct.
Still to be determined.
Yeah. Like Frank Mir?
Yeah, it works out well for a lot of these guys.
Well.
But I think you need the Jesus load of TRT. When you have that, all bets are off.
Okay.
Vitor Belfort.
A fight in Brazil. You need Vitor Belfort TRT.
You need a cross on your head.
Okay.
You need Jesus on your waistband.
And veins.
Yes. Cock veins everywhere.
Like Stallone, you know, like,
rah. I'm 68 years old.
I'm on my way there.
Shredded.
I'm waiting until I'm 40. I'm going to start TRT and just get huge.
I'm already 40. Come on.
I'm just going to get huge. That's my plan.
Is that what I should do? So I should start just getting up?
I want to come over and I want to see a vein on your forehead just going all the way down your face, like to your arms.
Like my traps are going to be up by my ears because it's so huge.
I want you to be red.
No neck.
Because you're just so fucking juiced
so like,
up.
Mario's Pujanowski.
There you go.
And he was fighting Tim Sylvia. Purple. And he turned fucking purple.
Like, fuck it.
I'll be like that 247.
Where's he at? Is
he's
he fighting
still,
in Bellator?
Like, fighting, I think, in offshoot organizations here and there. But
okay.
He's neither here nor there.
He's everywhere.
So, move right into the conspiracy of the week, Ego.
Brought to you by DefenseSoap.com, where offense wins matches and defense keeps you on the mat. We forgot to wear the t-shirts next week, maybe.
Yes.
Use code MMANOTS, 15% off. This stuff works, I'm telling you. It's a great product, great company. You know, they're American-based, I think they're American made.
That's right.
He supports wrestling a lot. You know, he gives free shit to all these kind of wrestling schools and things like that. So, good cause. Use 15% off MMA Nuts and get yourself some soap on a rope.
That's right.
Maybe. I don't, they should make soap on a rope.
I'll use it.
I think
daily.
I said that before. We should
tell you. We need it. It could be like shaped like the MMA Nuts. So.
Like a cock.
Yeah,
see,
right.
I vaguely remember this conversation. It's happened. We've had this conversation.
Yes. The conspiracy of the week. So there's a rumor flying around that, you know, we have Chael Sonnen and Wanderlei Silva are both coaches on whatever season of The Ultimate Fighter. I'm not sure. Brazil.
Okay.
And the rumor is that the two of them got in some sort of an altercation where Wanderlei threw a punch at Chael. Chael ducked under, double-legged him, ends up in mount, and then one of Vanderlei's coaches comes in and sucker punches Chael.
Did he knock him out?
I don't know. Rumors are sketchy at best. And then about 2 hours after said incident is published out through the internet, they tell you that you can catch this season of The Ultimate Fighter only on Fight Pass.
And it costs money, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
So do you think this was a real fight or something staged just to lure people into buying the Fight Pass?
I don't know, because You're the one who brought that to my attention last night. Like, it's potentially
I'm very good.
And I was like, you know what? I never even thought of that. That's interesting.
Sure.
Who's better at selling the bullshit than Chael Sonnen?
Right.
And he posted on his Twitter. Did you see that photo? Yes. Like, pet idiot missing or whatever. Yeah. And it was a picture of Vanderlei
doing a selfie and his what do they call it? Weird. Pantalones.
I should start doing that. Start doing selfies and posting them on our Facebook page.
You gotta do that when you're all TRT'd up, though.
It's not that glorious now. You'd be like, wow, don't ever do that again, man. Please.
Please stop. Stop while your head's
yes.
Said.
I don't know. That's a good, that makes a lot of sense to me. You know? Definitely. Yeah.
It's great, but they still won't accept my credit card. So even though you want to bring me in, I can't get in.
Maybe I should try.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. I haven't thought about it. Does it work on Xbox?
Huh?
Does it work on Xbox?
No. Then
I don't give a shit about it. I don't want to watch it on my computer.
Yeah, I'll use a computer for porn. What the fuck am I going to watch?
Make it work on my console, god damn it.
True.
I'm still pissed the Xbox One doesn't do the UFC yet. We had to do the Xbox 360, and it was buffering constantly.
Yeah, and I'll bring that up right now. Speaking of that, I think that's a missed opportunity for Microsoft. Anytime it says buffering, it should be fucking Bruce buffering. There should be a fucking little Bruce Buffer cartoon doing the Buffer 360 instead of the little octagon. That's telling awesome. You, Bruce buffering, somebody make that shit happen. Yes. Coin a phrase, cha-ching.
I love it. Moving and then right one, a tip for you if this happens, how we solved our problem inadvertently, and you brought this to my attention, is I paused it for like, and rewound for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, we wanted to see something.
Oh, Faber. Do you have that picture?
Yeah. We can bring that up now. I don't know what a douchebag looks like, but Jesus Christ, here it is. So you're wearing a fucking suit. You got cornrows. You got your fucking headband on.
Oh, my God.
You got your Dr. Dre Beats or whatever
fucking
headphones.
I think he's wearing
headphones.
Sneakers, too.
And sneakers? Didn't see any of the sneakers?
I think he was.
Jesus Christ, son. I know you're very well liked by everybody, but fuck. There's
crazy.
A problem with this
the
image.
Wacky look, but
there's
it's
a problem.
It's crazy. But back to my point.
Go ahead.
Is if you do that and then you start playing and don't fast forward, we didn't have a single buffer after that.
Right.
So apparently if you do your self buffers, you stay like 2-3 minutes behind the action, then if you're streaming it, then you never have that problem because it's always able to fix itself in time. So it's pretty good. Pretty nice.
True that.
What else you got?
Nothing. Let's get right into the UFC 169 recap brought to you by Onnit.
Onnit.kizam, where you can go to onnit.com/MMA nuts and save 10% off of your order. Kettlebells, supplements, they got a lot of cool stuff. Clothing, they got workout. I'm thinking about buying that kettlebell DVD thing they have, the Kettlebell Insanity. I'm in the middle of like a kettlebell thing I'm doing right now, but I think I want to try this thing they have on their website. Like Steve something. I don't know what the fuck his name is. Joe Rogan always talks about him.
Not Ranella. He's the hunter.
No.
He doesn't kettlebell, does
Maybe
he?
He's not cheap. He might. I don't know. He could. But go there. Spend your money. They make good stuff. I don't know. I've liked everything they've ever sent. I'm a big fan of the Shroom Tech Sport. Are we having a problem?
No.
You look worried. Concerned. The look of concern.
I wanted to advance, and I didn't advance yet.
Okay.
There we go.
It's all good.
Like little markers for when I'm editing.
Okay.
Because I don't have any.
That's how I used to use them, too. Yeah, when I used to follow here. You got to look for this.
Yeah.
I think there's a way to, like, have someone do it somehow. Like, if there was a person here, they could, like, push a button.
That'd be nice.
Something weird would happen.
I like the thought of pushing a button and something weird happened.
I don't know.
I could think of a lot of weird things. I want Oompa Loompas on demand, Dingo.
I like that.
Want to press a button and have them run out. They don't have to do anything. They just run across the fucking set and run back.
Yep.
That's semi-racist.
Speaking of weird things happening, this was one of a record, 10 decisions on this card.
Yeah.
Only 2 finishes, and they were both on the main card. One was very controversial. We'll get into that in a minute.
You know what? Dana White calls it a catastrophe with a cherry on top.
Nice.
So you want to hit some scores?
Can I do bonuses real fast?
Go ahead.
All right. So there was no submission of the night. So fight of the night goes to Jamie Varner and Abel Trujillo. They each get $75,000 instead of $50,000 apiece. And then knockout of the night goes to Abel Trujillo for that ridiculous knockout, which we'll talk about shortly. Scores.
I was 7-5. Ingo was 6-6. And Magic 8-Ball was 7-5.
I told you, it was all down. So
you were at 90%. Now you're in the 69%. You're still winning,
that's
though.
Amazing.
So overall, I'm 14-9. Ingo is 16-7. And Magic 8-Ball is tied with me at 14-9.
Motherfucker. All right.
So some things people may not have seen that I want to bring up real quick, that at the weigh-ins, Alan Patrick did a backflip. And
oh, yeah.
You see Brittany Palmer in the back freaking
out. She was freaked out.
And when you zoom in on her, she kind of looks like she wants to put something in her mouth and put something in her hand, and it looks like she wants to juggle something in the other hand. I'm just saying.
That's ridiculous. She looks extremely skinny in that picture, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, bony. Double cheeseburgers.
Bony.
Double cheeseburger. Yep.
Why did he do a backflip? That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
What if you hurt himself?
Scared the shit
out of
her.
Off of the scale?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see the weigh-in.
I didn't watch it.
Must have been off the scale.
But so what did you think about this card? Good, bad, indifferent? Best card of the
year? I thought I was going to be epic with the opening fight we saw on the main card, and then it was just...
Well, didn't you jinx that? You said the rest of the card is probably going to suck, though, because this fight was so good. I think you said that.
The fight was amazing.
Yeah.
Jamie Varner versus Trujillo. Oh, my God. I mean, there was really not much defense going on. They were just going for broke, swinging from the hips, and unfortunately, I don't know.
Fucking Varner, man. He had that fight won, and I'm not going to fault the guy for going for broke. He just got caught. I'm surprised Trujillo was able to fucking stick through it for so long and then come back and throw a bomb and fucking contact, and then Varner goes down, face down, ass up. Holy shit.
I mean, it goes to show you that, you know, that happened to Chuck against Rich Franklin. It happens to guys over and over and over again. If you got a guy hurt, I think that's the most dangerous for the guy that's attacking. There's a moment there where you basically get like a fight or flight out of the guy who's losing. And they don't, I think if you're not careful, you have a real chance of...
Who's the fight I'm thinking of now?
Chikongo?
Someone had someone hurt and he ran in. Was it Pete Sell?
Oh, yes.
And who the fuck was he fighting?
Pete Sell versus...
Oh, wait, Scott Smith?
Yes.
Yes. And Smith was, like, doubled over, and Sal comes rushing in, and boom! Fucking just cracks him on the way in.
Epic.
Turns it over, and then they're both laying there. Hey! His fucking ribs are all jacked up.
Yep.
Pull that one out of my ass. Thank you.
That was a good one. I could not think of it. But it's you got to be careful. You really do.
You're emptying the gas tank. And he also, he had him in that, what was it, the north-south choke in the first round, and fucking blew his arms out, and then... Rogan always says that, oh, they're blowing their arms out, and you don't always really believe them. And then between rounds, they ask him, how are your arms, Varner? He's like, yeah, I fucking blew them out.
Can't feel my arm.
Yeah. I got nothing, son. He's throwing bombs. Yeah. So, the other thing that I heard during this fight is Joe Rogan may have had the quote of the event where he says, those are what did you say about my mother punches? They're just fucking throwing with bad intent.
Okay.
I like that. So what's next for these guys? It's Trujillo says he wants to fight Nate Diaz or Donald Cerrone.
Ooh, those are both very interesting. I don't know, man. That's a big step up.
It is, because he wasn't top 10.
No.
And he's maybe 15.
Yeah. And he wasn't winning that fight.
No.
He just took
the punishment, and then he came back. So,
okay.
Fuck.
I think he has a better shot against Diaz.
I think that's probably a better matchup for him. But Nate still, you know, we don't know what the fuck's going on.
He's holding out for
him.
A title.
Oh, wait, someone's going to get injured. Oh, fuck. Title shot.
Yeah.
209.
209. And Varner, I don't know. Shit.
Pat Healy.
Okay, sure. Is he coming back off of injury too, right? Pat Healy? Blew out his knee or something?
Something. Medical marijuana.
Nice.
Move to a state that's legal.
You said he was going to do something cool. Did he ever do that?
I don't know.
I think you forgot.
It's all good. I'm just trying to help a brother out.
I don't know.
What else? John Lineker.
Yeah.
Fucking misses weight the first time, but caught it the second time. So technically he's missed it three times. Might want to consider moving up a weight class. I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's getting handled, basically.
And he gets a fucking manicure before he gets into the octagon because his nails were a little too long. So not only can you miss weight, but you can't even have fucking personal hygiene.
Yeah, it's fucked up. How long do they have to be? I mean, I don't know. I keep mine really short, but that's simply because I don't want to get my fingernail ripped off during grappling. So, but I've always kept them like that. I don't know. Like, who keeps their nails really long? Do people do that?
I keep a Coke nail. So when I'm shooting a Coke.
I do doubles.
Yeah. Fucking two at a time. I do it right off a hooker ass. What?
There you go.
I don't do that.
With dollar bills or $100 bills?
Shit, you know how I roll.
$1,000 bills.
Thousands.
They still make $500 bills?
They should. It's so ridiculous. If you ever have like $6,000 in like $100 bills, it's a lot of fucking, it's a lot of wattage. And you have a wallet, it doesn't fit in your wallet. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Why would I have $6,000 in $100 bills? No reason. No reason.
What's that? $6,000? Mm-hmm. So it's 10 times 6. 60 bills. My brain.
Your math
Something's
is so
wrong.
Fucked up.
I think I worked out too hard this weekend.
You might have. We were talking before the show started. I think we were talking about the beers, and you're trying to do math. Like, dude, there's four beers.
Like, it doesn't add up. Something's wrong with me. I worked out too hard.
It's all good.
It's today. I really worked out, and then I went sledding and shoveled snow and all kinds of stuff. I think my body's like
probably
not working. I'm retarded.
Oh my god! Ban the show. Fuck it. You're gonna lose all your sponsors.
Sorry. Can we move on?
Yeah.
All right.
So Wolverine Mir.
Man, I have to tell you. It's rough for me watching Frank Mir get beat up time after time after time.
I think he got outstruck like 160-something to five.
Five? Something. He hit Reem five times. That's it. And he's laying in half guard for half the fucking rounds and playing around. And Reem's not finishing. He's just kind of hanging around. I don't know. I was not impressed with either guy, obviously.
No.
Mir, for me... I don't know, like, if he's just older and now he can't work out as hard and he's just not, like...
He was on the TRT.
Yeah, but I think he might be a... I think he's a guy who's doing it right, perhaps.
Yeah. Probably so, not abusing it. But
at
maybe
least not
he
now.
Needs, maybe he needs
may,
to...
He may have been when he was fighting Lesnar, but not now.
Maybe he need, yeah, he was fucking huge back then. He was so beef. But maybe he needs to combine the TRT with Jesus. Maybe that's the missing ingredient.
Could be.
Let's send him a Bible.
Okay.
Those damn Gideons.
King James Bible?
I don't know.
It's the only one I know. Is there are there other ones?
I don't know. Let's send them all. Let's send them a Quran.
Everything.
Fucking anything.
Here's a big box picket. Just follow something.
Yes. Get in the game, son.
But yeah, I don't know. I was not happy about this fight.
No, and he, fucking Overeem, he said he played it safe because he didn't want to blow it out, but it looked like there were opportunities where he could have fucking finished Frank.
And he backed up.
But yeah. I mean, I get it, because how many times has he... Well, I think the last two fights that he lost, he blew it out at some point.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't come back, but is he at a point where he needs to change his name to Underream?
Could be. Could be. I found it interesting, too, that he wasn't that scared to play in Frank's guard. If you remember when he fought, like, Verdum, like, he didn't want any part of that.
No,
like,
and that's what we had... One of the most awkward and boring-ass fights, because one guy wants to stand, one guy wants to fight off his back. And it didn't happen for either.
Yep.
But,
that fucker.
What's that?
Overeem Verdum. I'd like to see that one again.
But here's the weird thing, too. So they have Rogan interview Overeem inside the ring, and he calls out fucking Brock Lesnar. So, one, why the fuck are you calling out a retired person? Two, why are you calling out someone you've already beaten? Makes no sense to me. I get it from a payday standpoint, but... Don't you want to challenge yourself? Don't you want to hold the belt? Why aren't you calling out Velasquez or Junior Dos Santos, someone that's higher up on the board, not some guy who's been out for fucking how long and is not coming back?
Apparently. I don't know. I never believe what Dana says, though. He's weird. Whenever he says one thing, really, like, he's like, oh, I'm not doing this. That means they're probably doing it.
Maybe. I think it chaps my ass, though.
It does.
It really chaps my ass.
You know who else chaps my ass?
What's that?
Flame about this high.
Ooh.
I've been waiting to use that for like a long time.
Scott, one ply toilet paper? Does that chap your ass?
That too.
Sandpaper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not sandpaper. That's like no paper.
It is. Just get like, but that's why it hurts. But then that's why you use a plush, or like wet, whatever wipe afterwards. It's a luxurious.
Okay. I'm going to get a bidet.
Keep a clean asshole.
My coworker bought heated toilet seats.
Good for him.
He's got three of them. It wasn't him. Apparently, this is popular overseas, and he spent like $300 on this fucking. He had it shipped to work. I was like, what is this shit? Seriously, at his desk, it's like a fucking toilet.
Why would you ship that shit to work, son?
Are you kidding me? And he had three of them. He's like, you're only $275 or something.
Each?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm like,
that
what?
Balling,
are you
man.
Fucking crazy? He goes, no, it's very comfortable. I'm like, how much fucking time are you spending on the toilet? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. But how do we get on the subject?
I don't know.
You said Scott.
You chapped your ass.
Yeah,
Brock
Lesnar.
That's a straight, direct quote from the fucking Lesnar book.
Lesnar's not coming back. Who should Overeem fight next? Do you have anybody?
Two choices. Junior Dos Santos or Mark Hunt.
Ooh, I like Hunt. Give it to him.
And then next for Mir, do you think he gets cut now? Because he should. Four losses in a row.
He should get cut, unfortunately.
I think he should take Kenny Florian's job, and I won't say it again. I think he should take Kenny Florian's job.
Do you think he should take Kenny Florian's job?
Yes.
He could.
Is there sugar and syrup?
Depends what kind of
then syrup. Yes. That's from Elf. So.
Sorry. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
It's a good one.
But
we watch it
every day. He said he doesn't want to retire. He could technically go over to an organization like Bellator and probably run the show.
Probably.
If that's what he wants to do. But I'd rather see him use his brain. He's an intelligent guy. Don't fucking, what is he, 35?
Yeah.
Before?
Someone said he keeps eating all the strawberries again. Like, remember that?
Yeah, all over his face.
Yeah.
Got beat up bad. He's been taking a lot of damage in his last 5-6 fights. And
a couple of those Overeem knees, too.
Brutal.
Yes. You don't want any part of those.
Yeah, just stop.
You should stop.
Sometimes you got to just.
So I'd say cut him and commentate him.
Yeah. Give him the Chuck Liddell treatment.
Yes. Aldo versus Lamas.
Oh, brutal. Leg kicks.
There was a definite speed and ferocity difference in what Aldo was bringing compared to what Lamas was bringing for four rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Aldo, again, it's the fifth round, and that's where you could take advantage of him.
Yeah.
But it's too little too late at that point. So it seems like the strategy to beat Aldo may be just to fucking wear and tear on him and go for takedowns. I don't know. Go for takedowns, like couture style, push him up against the cage. I know it's going to be a boring-ass fight, but what are you going to do? You got to wear him out for the first three and then hope you can finish him in four and five because I don't – unless the Pettis fight might be a little different, but no one has really – put it to him.
I really
early.
Want to see that. That's ridiculous striking versus ridiculous
right,
striking.
But those fucking leg kicks are so incredible. It's just so much speed. It's whoosh, and he brings it back before you can even catch it. So it's whap bam. And how many of those landed?
Too many.
Yeah,
too
fuck.
Many. I'm willing to bet. I don't know. Lamas probably wouldn't do it, but I'd love to see what that leg looked like today. It's got to be purple. The side, the back. He's
well, remember
kicking them
Faber, right? The zombie leg. Jesus Christ, because. He had, I think, the worst out of anybody. He posted the picture next day.
Yeah, gross.
Fucking shit. And he almost beat him via leg kick. I think the fifth round of that fight, the only reason Aldo didn't finish him was out of respect because he stopped throwing the leg kicks.
Yeah, because he was just like, you know.
He could barely get off the fucking seat to come fight. They're
even
like
Rogan was like,
out.
Man, they got to do something. This is, I remember the commentating was like, they were worried about Faber.
Mm-hmm. So, I think for Lamas, it was just, he just couldn't get it going. There was just such a difference between the two for the first four. And Lamas didn't look like he was stringing the strikes together. It was like single strike for a while, and he kept trying to throw his leg kick. And Aldo was checking it like it was going outside. Foom, foom, foom,
just, very fast.
He's just a step ahead the whole night.
Yeah. So, Lamas, tough guy. I mean,
yes.
What are you going to do? It's. You run into somebody that's way better than you, it happens.
And he's in a weird spot, too, where he kind of gets fucked because he may be the last guy to fight Aldo at 45. And now if Aldo moves up to 55, you're going to have an open belt where the next two challengers would fight for it. So now that he took a loss, he's not the next challenger. And more than likely, it'll be Chad Mendes and Cub Swanson. Fighting for a vacant belt if he moves up.
Swanson should probably take that. think, maybe. I don't know.
This is like a rematch from, how long ago was that one? I'm trying to think.
5 years? 4 years?
This is a while. If I can find it. I'm all over in my fucking yawning. Notes. I got Sorry. Pictures, titty balls, something.
He's got titty balls.
I can't find it.
But let's see what happens, because Pettis is still on the shelf. So I think there's a big question mark if they want to wait for Pettis and move up, or do they want to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I don't know what the fuck to do with Lamas.
Move up to 155?
No, maybe. Or maybe Jeremy Stevens. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. He dropped fight. Down to the 45, right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That'd be a good fight.
I like that one. Sure. Why not? Do it up.
All right. We'll hit the main event. I have not scrolled through each of these slides.
I just left
it on the same one.
Yeah. Henan Barrera versus Uriah Faber in what might be perhaps one of the worst stoppages of Herb Dean's career.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
I was not happy. I know that Faber was getting the shit kicked out of him for a minute there, but he seemed fine to me when he was on the ground.
He's covering up like this, and Faber made the point, too, of what is intelligent defense? Herb Dean tells me to intelligently defend. Okay, I'm covering up. I'm giving a thumbs up with my other hand. The guy's punching me in the forearm and the hand. What else is he supposed to do there? I mean,
maybe get up. They wanted to see him try to get up, I guess.
I don't know. He was totally with it. I think that was a terrible stoppage.
I'm with you. I agree. But Faber gracious in defeat and didn't want to throw Dean under the bus. He was annoyed. He made his point, but he gave a lot of respect to him. You know, I feel like it's hard for to be. I mean, for a referee, it's one of the hardest jobs. You know.
Yeah, because he when we talk about him, he's on that a tightrope of fighter safety and mm-hmm. keeping the fight interesting. Like, when do you stop it? Is it Pat Barry, check Congo, you let it go. When do you stop it? In this case, it just looked more of Barrera, like, looking at him, going, are you going to stop this? And then look back down, are you going to stop this? And then finally Herb was like, oh, I guess I'll stop this.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, what kind of effect that has about the attacking fighter trying to goat the ref into stopping the fight, mm-hmm. if that has an effect on the referee.
Looked like it did this time.
Yeah, because maybe he's thinking, I'm beating the shit out of this guy, but that's a tactic in itself where you could say, like, hey, look at this, I'm killing him, and then he's really fine. I mean, who did that happen to? I saw there was a submission that that was like that. Where
the guy's out, he's out kind of scenario?
Yeah, it was.
Like, no, he's not.
Not Matt Wyman. It was he was on the Rogan podcast, the vegan guy.
Mac Danzig,
where he was, they thought he was out, but he wasn't out. He was giving the thumbs up, and I think that was Eve Levine, if I recall, stopped that one, and he was like, dude, what are you doing?
Like, fuck.
Yeah, oops. It's too late at that point, but what are you going to do?
Can you pull that? Was it Joe Stevenson? I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you.
No, it was Matt Wyman versus
Danzig?
Yes, I believe. I think that's.
I will go with you.
I think that's correct, if I recall correctly. I could be wrong, but
I'm gonna find out.
I've been wrong on a lot of things.
Keep vamping here.
Yeah, but my take on this was that Faber had a poor game plan, perhaps, in this thing.
It looked like he was coming out pretty aggressive. It just didn't work out, huh?
Barrera was extremely fast. And he just looks good. He looks real good at this weight class. So,
well, he said he's not moving up either. Because the question was, if your buddy moves up to 55, are you going to move up to 45?
He said no.
Mm-hmm. He said no. I want to stay at 35. I still got more shit to do.
Sure, why not? You just got the belt. Why vacate it? Are you looking it up right
he's
now?
He's legit. Yeah, I'm trying to, but this. Fucking
MMA site you're on?
Mini notebook. Oh my god, you have a lot of losses. It would be a technical submission, a guillotine choke.
Yeah.
Looks like Matt Wyman. Winner, winner, UFC
115. Yes, my memory deserves
dinner.
Me.
Nice. Saw it in a theater.
Did we?
Five people there. Yeah, that was the Liddell Franklin one.
Oh, Jesus. I don't.
We wanted to steal that Liddell Franklin
thing. That never happened. Never happened.
What? You retired him.
I know.
Rich Franklin.
They retired each other.
We should put fucking Liddell passed the fuck out right at the feet of
Rich Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was brutal.
It was two of our favorite fighters at the time.
Yeah. And plus, if you have the time, check out the Rogan podcast because John Heckelman was just on there and some interesting discussion about Chuck and just, I found it funny how he was like, he's like, yeah, man, we used to train this shit. I would put weights on him hours and hours and hours to try to train him to keep his hands up. And he's like, sure enough, as soon as he got...
as soon as he hit it.
That's it.
Fucking hands go down, like, chin goes up.
Yep. Just cannot make him, you know.
If he had, like, weights on his chin, everything, too, like, to bring his
everything,
head
everything, everything. Just didn't do it. I mean, unfortunately, what are you going to do? He went out on a shield. You got to love it. Not too many guys like that anymore, but... Okay, we got off on this tangent. Controversial finish.
Yeah.
I don't know what would have happened had they let it go longer. It wasn't looking good for Faber.
No, he was seriously rocked, like, three times.
Yeah.
And then it was just a bad stoppage. And next for Faber, he said he's staying at 135 pounds, but he said he's open to 45? Interesting fights at 45, but he's not going to stay there. Like, he'll go up for... You know, a fight or two if something.
It's kind of small, I think, for 45. That'd be a rough.
Yeah, he said he was just getting manhandled.
Yeah.
When he was up there, so that's why he went down to 35. But maybe he needs some time off. But he's had 5 fights in 10 or 11 months now.
Wow, that's a lot.
And Cerrone says he won 6 fights in a year.
He needs money.
Fuck, it's a lot. So he needs some time off. But I'm just wondering if when he comes back, will Dominic Cruz be healed? Because there could be a good... They're supposed to fight, and that never came to fruition. That was the both coaches on The Ultimate Fighter, and then Cruz gets injured, and then he's gone for fucking 3 years. So there's still some bad blood. We need to get that one settled. So maybe they can have that happen.
Speaking of Cruz, we forgot to mention the Juliana Pena injury. Did you read about that?
Mm-hmm.
Blew out, like, everything.
It was like ACL... MCL,
PCL,
LCL,
meniscus,
hamstring, bicep.
It's all gone.
And differing stories of what actually happened.
Yeah.
Dana White says she was attacked, and then people in her camp are saying, no, they were just grappling hard. It was like a 135er. He's really strong, but I don't know.
Sucks. Freak injury. What are you going to do?
And she's going to be gone for, they said, what, like 2 years?
Supposedly.
Maybe she needs to get on the HGH.
The TRT. GSP diet.
Jesus, TRT.
Mm-hmm.
For the win. Moving right along, Ingo.
Yes. That'll bring us to Ask the Nuts.
Being brought to you by Craft Beer Club,
Ingo.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm drinking
Display
my beer.
Display.
All right, so check this out. Go to craftbeerclub.com/MMANuts.
Yes.
And you can sign up for the Beer Club of the Month. What's cool is they send you 12 beers every month.
Beers.
You get like a 4-pack times 3.
Beers.
The beers. And they have a little insert that they give you of like about the beers that they send. There's some recipes on the back. Pretty fucking cool. You get like...
you get a ton of nuts.
With our code, if you sign up, you get like a bunch of nuts. You get 4 of these cool like taster glasses. And then, of course, you get your beer every month from different breweries and whatnot. It's super cool. Craftbeerclub.com/MMANuts. Click it. Try it. I don't know. Gift it.
It's $37.75. Free shipping in the continental U.S.
Yes.
I can't enjoy the beverages, but...
12 craft beers for $37, including shipping. That's a fucking steal. Because I go to the store and I buy, like, some of these microbrew things. Like, a 4-pack could be $10 or $12. And, hell, you can get... 12
delivered to your house.
Yes,
you don't
have to
leave
anywhere.
The house. Beers come.
These make great cool gifts. So, like, if you got a buddy who's turning, like, you know, 21, 22, 40, just go there, sign them up, give them a month subscription, and boom, you know, give them 3 months. I don't know, whatever you can afford. I don't know if you're fucking, if he's 21, you probably afford 1 month. But if you're 31,
Father's Day is right around the corner.
Good point.
So.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Some mothers like to drink beer.
True that.
Love beers. But go there, check it out. It's our latest partner.
That's right.
And I'm loving it because they send me beer.
Yes.
Thank you, Craft Beer Club.
Free beer is always good. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we're at Ask the Nuts. So whoever has the best question is going to win an MMA Nuts t-shirt.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
It's on the line. So
okay.
Be forewarned.
And these are not cheap pieces of shit. Like, we went out and we found a high-quality manufacturer. Yes. Matt went bananas on the spreadsheets, and we tried different stuff. And these are not cheap shirts. Like if they didn't have our logos on them, you'd want to buy the shirt just to wear it around because it's that comfortable. So they're nice.
That's right.
Questions.
All right. Kurt Hill, why does Robbie Lawler instantly jump up for a vacant shot at the title, jumping past Mike Brown? Yeah, I think he meant Matt Brown. Carlos Condit and Woosley. Woodley. I'm on you. Okay. Don't worry.
You've been drinking,
bud? Fuck autocorrect.
Okay, don't worry. Because he's Robbie Lawler.
Done. Chris Sheen, I don't want Mir to retire, but is there a point of him sticking around if he's just going to try and be aggressive?
No. You should hang it up. I don't want to see him take any more damage.
It's true. He's taken enough damage, and I don't want to see him. Who's the guy? Gilbert Evil or...
Yeah.
Was it the guy that got fucked up? He's got dementia now? Someone has...
Yeah, Gary, I think it was him.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody.
Sounds right.
Okay. Bob Sapp? Or maybe he's just...
I'm getting old. I got creases in my forehead now that I never had before. Son of a bitch.
I know, I'll work out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. I'm like rubbing my head. I'm like, wait a minute. What is on my head?
This makes me feel good sometimes when I just go like that.
Okay.
Like,
I was rubbing my head. Looking at pictures of myself recently and comparing them like 5 years ago, I'm like, motherfucker, I got old. Like, what happened?
Yeah, that happens.
I'm not young anymore. Damn it.
We just keep getting older.
I'm going to try to get skinnier as I get older and more bulky. TRT.
Well,
it's huge.
Just a matter of time. We're going to do it.
TRT.
It's just when.
Then that means I can't drink.
Oh, you can drink.
Okay.
You get a liver
replacement.
Yeah. You got to keep it in the level. You'll be all right. Etna White G, what do you guys think about Anderson Silva suing a fan for defamation for saying he's a shitty idol? Seems really stupid to me.
Retarded comes to mind.
Blasphemous is what I'd say.
Yeah.
Retarded? Fuck it.
Hey.
I think that guy's got a chink in his armor. Justin Dr. Bond Carter.
Yes, sir. Still.
Let's see. Oh, okay, this is going to be tough. Who are four fighters who you think would be destroyers on TRT? He says Hunt, Shogun, BJ, and Anderson on the juice.
Anderson Silva?
Yeah. I'll agree with Mark Hunt. He's open to it, and he's at that 38, 39. I think he just needs to be on it in general. When you're, I think, past 36, I think you should just get an open exemption to be on TRT. Because fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's tough. Who else? What else would you like to see on TRT?
I don't know.
Brock Lesnar.
Come on now. He's been on TRT since day one.
Come on. That's blasphemous.
Hey now. TRT? Who's old that would be like in the category of TRT?
I'd like to see Johnny Hendricks all juiced up since he says he's...
Juiced to the gills?
Yeah. Robbie Lawler. Get
Diaz?
Them both juiced up before their fight. Get them...
There
Turbo Hulks.
DS.
Hector Lombard.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's
he already
pick
got
the
busted.
Biggest guys.
He already got busted.
Nate Marquardt. What?
Hey, whatever happened to him? Didn't he come back?
I don't know. He's just MIA.
Well.
He's like, he's 13. Don't steal his mail. He'll fuck you up.
That's right.
He'll make you submit without even touching you.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah. Right along. Justin, Dr. Brown Carter. Question number two. What exactly is about all those leg kicks that make them so deadly? That's the first part.
They're fast.
Speed, motherfucker. Speed and technique.
By the time
Holy
you realize
shit.
He's kicked you, he's kicking you again. That's kind of scary.
Right. Why did Lamas Vitor Hawk not grant him the victory?
No,
I tell you why.
Go ahead.
No cross.
Oh, yeah.
You need the cross. It's ineffective without the cross.
Plus the TRT.
And Jesus on your waistband.
TRT.
Yes. And Aldo versus Brow. How does it go down and who wins?
I don't know. Probably Aldo.
It never happened. They're too close.
Yeah, they're buddies.
They're 26 and 27. That's a scary thing. These guys are still, still prime.
Yep.
Ugh, scary shit. Adam Jackson, what's with the Aldo critics? Thought it was a good fight, better than at least half of GSP's snooze fest.
Why, people were criticizing his performance?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
He looked like he was trying to get things done. I don't know.
I didn't have a problem with it.
No, it looked good. Okay. He was hitting them from all angles, just going bananas.
He's hitting them from the behind.
Oh, yes.
you're going to hit it, you hit it from behind.
And you hit it hard and often.
Damn right. No loop. Mark Guardado. Thoughts on Brock Lesnar? He's a big man. He's got a cock on his chest.
Yes, the Lesnar.
Chaps his ass.
I don't know.
Will he ever come back to the UFC?
I don't think so.
Why the sudden talk about his return when Dana says he's not coming back anytime soon?
I think they're trying to sell pay-per-view wrestling tickets.
Yeah.
Wolf tickets.
True that. Diego Apizar. Oh, man. Was Seymour Hoffman dead by boredom watching UFC 169?
That's a low blow. One of my favorite actors ever. Don't know what happened. I just read the stories. He's had drug problems all his whole life.
Died with a needle in his arm.
The thing that's sad, though, is like here's a guy who's really successful, and he left. He has three kids, and you go out like, I mean, it's like he's 46. It ain't that far from where I am. He just decided to say, fuck it. I don't know. You know, whatever. Gave in to his addiction and called it a day.
I'd like to give in to my dick.
Well.
Shun.
Whatever that means.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Moving right along. Dustin Rollins, do you think Faber will ever obtain a UFC belt?
No. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride, as they say.
Yeah, so what are your favorite foods, types, or locations?
Mm. You go first. Because your list is so long.
Pizza. I'm trying to think of the fucking one restaurant that I like. I can't. The Luciano's. It's somewhere over there. The fucking gluten-free Italian restaurant in the Illinois area. Delicious.
Yeah. For me, I'm a big fan of sushi, but I have to say that in general, if there's nothing like barbecue. I fucking love barbecue. I can eat the shit out of barbecue. Ribs, brisket, pork, whatever.
I will toss that barbecue salad.
Dude, I love barbecue. It's the best, especially if you're drinking beer with it and whatever. I mean, it's comforting. It's just, it makes you feel all nice and warm and fuzzy. I like my meat.
He likes meat in
his
mouth.
I like pork. Pork.
Well, pork.
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 As long as it's delivered anally.
Are we going to pork a pig? Or wait, no. What do we do? You cook a pig. You cook a pig underground. How do you do that? You smoke a pig? We cook it all day?
No.
Hawaiian style?
Yeah, you bury it.
Yeah, let's do that this year.
I don't think we can. You want to? I know a place that could probably do it.
Yeah, my backyard.
Well, I don't think we could do it. I think we'd have to have someone help us.
Yeah, Keith.
I don't know if he knows how to do it. I don't know. But you don't realize how big a pig is. A pig could feed like 200 people.
Well, like, what if you get like a fetal pig? I dissected one of those in high school.
No, that's what the hell.
Is that like
fetal
veal?
Pig. It'll take like 10 minutes to cook. That's gross. We should go crazy like that and do something bananas.
Let's do it. Fucking eat bananas this year. Fuck it.
Have a big barbecue.
Yeah, and we'll start pickling. We keep talking about that. We never do it. So we make our own beer.
But a pig roast would be cool. A pig roast.
Yeah.
I love pig.
Like on a spit? I'll sit there. I'll turn it. Hours.
Well,
what are you doing?
We can just hire somebody. The place that's doing the barbecue,
yeah.
The dude's like big time, like old school. He's got all, he can do all that. Like, we should have like a big party. Like,
done.
Once we, if we hit our yearly goal by halfway through the year, it'll be midsummer.
Yeah.
We should just blow it out. Have everybody just like.
Big UFC a big ass party fucking party. Outside. Yeah. Like a fucking.
Just go bananas. Get the wives and the husbands and everybody over. Just have a good-ass fucking time and just
done.
Take care of it all. So click on our ads, please. So we can
buy
make that
from
happen.
All the people that sponsor us. And
oh, yes.
Make our dreams come true.
Yes.
Gregory LaFountain, was last night's card from top to bottom the worst UFC card you have ever seen?
No, because I didn't see the whole card. I only saw the main card. And
main
that was
card
okay.
Was pretty bad. Well, the first fight was good.
Yeah, I was all right
with
it.
But the second fight killed the card. And then the Overeem fight killed the card. And then the Aldo fight, it was okay. And then the controversial stoppage in the main event. So, worst card ever? No. Mm-mm. But it's up there.
It wasn't great.
From when you take in the totality of 10 decisions.
Sorry.
That's pretty bad. Frank Fleming. Dana White said, Overeem had a crappy performance. I thought he put on a great performance and paced himself. Do you agree with Dana? If not, why do you think Dana always seems so down on Overeem?
Because he's a finisher. He's known to. He's supposed to be knocking fools out.
He's expensive.
So he wants people. He wants him to be exciting.
Yeah. You don't want
to be paying like $250,000 a fight or something like
some
that.
Some shit like that. He's at least 200,000.
Yeah.
And you, if you're going to pay a guy like that, you want him to fucking go out on a shield, win or lose, and he didn't do it.
No. You played it safe.
And I think against Frank Mir, that should be the guy that you can blow it out against, because you've seen it works. If you pressure him early, you can finish him early. Didn't work for the big nog, but that was just a weird scramble on the ground, mm-hmm. and he gets his shoulder ripped off. But a lot of other people had success with that.
Yep.
Ryan Smith, Megan O'Leary, hot or not? And then he says, oh, by the way, go Broncos. LOL. Hey, at least Matt's Bears have been to the Super Bowl in the last 10 years. LOL.
Is that a low blow at me and my Lions, motherfucker?
I don't know. I think someone's not getting a t-shirt.
Yeah, fuck you, Ryan.
Here's what this woman looks like. I'll just say she's a little too skinny. She needs to put some meat on the bone.
She's short, too. But not bad. I like her interviews. She's a little bit like, she seems a little out of it sometimes, but...
I thought you were going to say retarded.
Better than Karen Bryant.
That would have been a bad use of the word, Ego.
That's right. Way better than Karen Bryant, in my opinion, interviewing fighters. Seems at least interested. Karen just like wants to be crazy. So, you have a thing for these
skinny little
short.
Girls.
Right, Ryan must be a little guy or
no,
something.
No, he said he's like 6'2 or Did something. He?
So, you like your women to be like a foot shorter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they line up well when you reverse it.
Okay. It's all good, man. Whatever you're into is fine. If we hang out at the bar, we will not be competing for females, so that's good. Fine.
I like beer bottles. Matthew Sambonpool.
What are you talking about?
Would you rather have Jose Aldo kick your leg for 30 seconds or take 5 Overeem knees to the gut?
I'll take the Overeem knees because I'll probably buckle after
the
first one.
Control,
I'll really? Buckle after the first one. I'll be done.
No, we're going to prop you up. You got to
take
5.
No.
The rule is 5 Overeem knees.
What if I'm unconscious?
I said I'll prop you up. Oh, I will hold you up so you can take the extra 4.
I'll take
4.
The leg kicks. I don't want either one.
I'll take leg kicks all day because at least you can brace yourself. It's not like you're shucking and jiving. You know they're coming. You can at least lean into it a little bit to brace it. I'm not saying that's going to help you 100%, but maybe 10%. You take 10% off of that kick.
30 seconds, he can kick you a lot of times.
He'll probably kick you 52 times in 30 seconds.
We die.
But 5 Overeem knees, I think, would just be too devastating. I just think about all your internal organs
this is breaking.
And all the damage. Like you're going to get a broken rib for sure.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm taking leg kicks all day.
Okay. You're right. This is a stupid idea on my part. I thought if I could take one and buckle, I'd be fine.
Yeah. And then last question, Ruben Allen Andrade. He says, since I live in Arizona, I'm no expert on cold weather. Would it be a good excuse to fart under blankets and just let my girlfriend know that I only do it to keep her warm?
Sure, man. Hot box for the win.
Right. All right, now it's decision time. Dun, dun, dun. I feel like I need some epic music. So we had the hot box question, the leg kick. Knee to the gut one. That's my front runner. Megan O'Leary hot. Dana White Overeem had a crappy performance. Worst UFC card ever. Faber get the belt. Seymour Hoffman dead of boredom. Are you sure you don't like that one?
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to
terrible.
Go. Thoughts on Brock Lesnar. Aldo critics. More fighters.
I already picked my winner.
I like the hypothetical.
Me too.
I think we got to go with that. So Matthew Sambonpool, you are the winner of one said MMA Nuts t-shirt. So I need to know medium, large, or extra large. And you can either direct message us on Facebook and give us that and your address, or send us an email at fans@MMANuts.com.
That's right.
And a t-shirt will be sent out to you.
Or a big
shortly.
Big bag of black dicks.
Oh, yes. Good point.
You never know.
I forgot. Someone's going to get one of those. Speaking of flying cocks.
Yes.
I saw some political man doing some sort of a press conference, and someone had put a fucking... They missed the opportunity. It was a white cock. If you're going to have a flying cock, helicopter style, it needs to be black. But anyway, so the guy's holding like some press conference, and he's like some political leader. There's a fucking shit ton of people. This helicopter, it was just this big white cock was flying in.
Was it hanging or sticking straight out?
No, it was sticking out. I gotta find it.
Okay.
I don't know if I can post that, but
is that illegal? I don't know. Legal?
Yeah,
it's legal. It's no legal.
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's normal. It's got to be black, though. Can I Photoshop that black?
I don't know.
It's got to be black. You got to have a black. Sorry. It's just the way we roll. Any knowledge?
Knowledge?
Let's see. I saw, did you see the Jack Reacher movie? It's free on Amazon Prime.
No, I always wanted to watch it, and I started a couple times, and I was like, I don't know. Is it good?
It's a 3.5 stars out of 5 in my book.
Okay, because I'm a Tom Cruise fan, and I heard that the Jack Reacher series is really good, the books. But I don't know, should I watch it?
You should watch it.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Not medicated.
Oh. Action? Detective type stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Some mystery, suspense, thriller?
All of the above.
Okay. I heard it was good, but I don't know.
It was solid.
Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise?
Basically. Always.
Same role?
Always the same guy. Fucking, he's in Oblivion. He's in Mission Impossible.
I did like that movie. That was a little weird.
He's in Risky Business.
Yeah.
The same guy.
Okay.
He's a good fuck.
Movies are hard for me because it's like a big time.
It's a commitment. Yeah. That one was over too.
Yeah.
So I had to start at 9 o'clock.
That's the other thing, yeah. Start that fucker at 10:30 and you're up till 2.
Yeah. So good. Oh, I'm never going to make it.
If I get past midnight, then I'm going to have to eat. And usually it's better to not
yeah.
late.
Unless true that.
You must.
And that's that.
That is that. That and been this week's edition of the MMA Nuts show. My name is Ingo.
I'm Greg Griffith.
We will see you next time. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for playing.